I've got Sharad Wellingham with me. He's just having a chat to Matthew Richardson, who's down here with the TV broadcast at the moment. Sharad, pay attention.
How's his ear?
How's your ear?
Yeah, he is fine, mate. It's just a solid little knee from Wadey. He's got a good hops on him.
Serious question. How are you going, or how did you think the match went today?
Yeah, we obviously started behind the A-ball a little bit and let them get out to a really good start and weren't able to win the contests up the ground that we have been over the last, 10 rounds, I suppose. And we had absolute confidence if we got back to doing that we'd be able to get the game back on our terms. And the mids really stepped up in that and started winning the clearances and things and were able to play the game in our half, which was really good.
We thought it was an exceptional performance from yourself. How did you assess your own efforts?
Yeah, I think I butchered the ball a couple of times in the first half there, but we, as a back line, we needed to start taking the game on a little bit more. We were going a little bit too slow, and I guess that's one of the reasons that I'm down there, is to find a little bit of run, and I think I was able to do that, but yeah, I think it could have been a little bit cleaner maybe and not get so many hangers taken on me.
You've been in with Adam Simpson. What did he say to the group?
His message was pretty clean, simple. It was just about enjoying tonight, making sure that we realise the situation we put ourselves in, but we're going to move on pretty quickly. It's the game's next Saturday, and that'll come around very quickly. And he just emphasised the fact that we've got to recover right. We've got absolute confidence in our fitness and things like that at the moment, and everyone's holding up well, so that's a big tick to start with. Make sure we enjoy the moment right now.
I'll send you upstairs, Brad Hardy, Peter Bell, Carl Langdon and Mark Reddings.
Sharad, congratulations. Just looking at the season in totality, you've had a remarkable year. What was the basis of your really consistent your year in performance?
I just came from being able to get my pre-season under my belt. Being out there running laps all summer was really good, and I was able to get that full fitness into myself. So I think the last couple of years I haven't really been able to do that, and you start from behind the eight ball and you're just playing catch up. So it was just mainly about getting that continuity on the training track, and being able to implement it on game day has been a matter of just being professional enough to work in week in, week out on recovery and things like that and bouncing back.
Sharad, grand final weekend, the match itself can be quite an overwhelming experience for some players who haven't been to the biggest day of them all. Yourself, Sam Butler, Xavier Ellis, amongst those that know what it's like. Will you try and impart some of your knowledge, some of your experience to those that might be a bit nervous, anxious, heading towards next Saturday?
I reckon it'll be pretty good for the boys to be nice and nervous, because those nerves will, that's what makes you know that you've got something on the line, I suppose. And it's just a matter of when we do get to the game, being able to focus in and make sure that we're in the right headspace. That's what finals footy is about, being in the right headspace. And we were able to do that for probably three quarters tonight. We're going to have a big task ahead of us. And, Hawthorn are a very experienced side when it comes to finals. They've played in all of the grand finals since 2012. So, we're definitely going to be taking it up against the best. But we've got a lot of confidence in the way we play, and we should be able to get it done.
In his press conference, your coach made the observation that he thought, if anything, before the game tonight, you guys might have been too relaxed.
Yeah.
Is it a different playing group compared to some of the other playing groups you've played with, or is it something unique to this group to be so relaxed before a big game?
I don't know if it's unique to just this group. I think, we've kind of found ourselves in a position we probably didn't expect at the start of the year, and we're just enjoying the moment. And then when we get out onto the park on game day, it's just a matter of, we've got full confidence in our structures and our training and, what we've done in the weeks leading up, that if we do that again and again and again, that we're just going to be able to play our way, and we've got elite confidence in that.
27 possessions, mate. I just had a look at your stats too, by the way. You only butchered six of them, so it wasn't that bad. The other thing was, I just had a look at your stats, zero free kicks, four against. Now, you were having a bit of discussion. We were just talking about the umpires before you came on, and you were having a nice chat down here at the attacking 50 at the Subiaco end of the ground when Jared Waite decided to pinch one off you.
Yeah, I know. He said to me just before that, I think it might have been down the other end, he's like, oh, sorry, mate, I don't like milking them. And then he's gone and done that one. Yeah. I was like, mate, you're kidding yourself, aren't you? You just told me you don't like blokes who milk them and you've pretended that I've thrown you against the fence.
What did you say to the umpire? Because it obviously shouldn't have been a free kick.
Oh, I just said, you got sucked in there, mate.
He was saying, no, you got sucked in, mate, because I'll give him the free kick away. That was Dean Margetts.
Dino, what have you done?
Absolutely. Sharrett, we sincerely wish you all the best for next Saturday. It's a huge game for the footy club. It goes without saying. It's the biggest moment of your football career, a grand final. If you win, you can jump on as many trampolines as you like over summer because you'll have another premiership medallion. Thanks for joining 6PR, my friend.
Thank you very much, guys.